Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is National Paper Airplane Day.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, do you? Okay, well.
Only my daughter's been really into paper airplanes. Okay. So she's like, Daddy, can you fold me another airplane? And I can't keep doing the same one. So
really?
I Google like, you know, a
Why
cool.
Why can't you keep doing the same one?
Because it's the same one every day.
Oh.
Right? So, and then also like you fly it and it goes straight to the ground. I'm like, oh, okay. I got to figure out how to make this more, you know, aerodynamic and more surface area so it can glide.
Man, you really do. You really do a deep dive with that kid. I actually, both of you, you know, with your kids, I appreciate the commitment.
Man. Well, what else are you going to do?
I mean, I don't know.
Guess what else
if I didn't have a guilty
do?
Conscience, I'm sure I'd go get in shape and have fun. But, you know, I don't.
Do the things I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
you know what you can't
reality.
Do, Vin, is do Taekwondo with your daughter. There it is.
They don't want me in the I forget what the class is called, but they're like, they're little, they're, no, I can't stand there with them and do that. No. It's five and under, I think.
It's okay.
Oh, I can show you some forms you can do it with them. He's like, shut up, Bryn.
Bryn used to come up and...
I don't have time. You're not understanding. I mean, if I had time, I'd do all kinds of stuff. I mean, believe me. But
remember
anyway.
When Bryn showed up at work in a wheelchair? It was because he was leaving my house on his motorcycle. He would come up and and do Taekwondo with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And put them through their paces.
Yeah, then I broke myself.
Then he broke
put
himself.
Me out of commission for some time, yeah.
That was
a bummer.
My kids were like, thank God. Thank God that guy broke himself because, damn, he was hard on us. He was not messing around.
Like, was I hard on them? I didn't feel that way.
No, listen, they felt that way.
Oh. Yeah,
you probably weren't. You're probably super easy on them. My kids are cream puffs, you know? They were, you know. They needed to be toughened up and...
For the record, she can say that, everyone, but texters, don't write that.
Don't
send that in. She can say that. You shouldn't.
I'm their mom. You know, it's so funny. I got a Lizzo story later, and I just really, as I read it, I went, oh, you're finally finding out what social media is all about. It's about mean people saying mean things and trolling other people. Like, that's what it is. It's like every crazy jerk has a platform now, and it's, you know, don't be that person. And actually, I will say, by and large, our listeners, not a-holes.
Pretty good.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, anything that we post, like, people are... They're pretty positive for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we do get texts where Vinny's like, God, this person's, like, having a terrible day or, you know, whatever the case might be for that person. And they just... It's vitriolic. It's not pleasant. No one wants to hear it. I don't know why you felt like you had to spit it out and put your crappy day on everyone else. But you know, I feel like being happy, you have to work for it. And it includes, I don't know, putting a smile on your face and saying nice things. You're actually, when you make people around you happy, you're happier. I think so.
True that.
Yeah. How do we get on that? Oh, paper airplane day. let your inner child fly. Why would I poop on that? Why would I? It's great. What
yes.
fun to be had with your children. It's celebrated every year on May 26th, is it? To commemorate the fanciful aeronautical toy. Paper airplanes have fascinated children and adults alike around the globe. No, they haven't. The practice of constructing paper planes is sometimes referred to as origami.
Mm.
Get it? Like origami. the Japanese art of paper folding. And it is pretty, I mean, origami's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Some people can really do that. Others are like, thanks, that's great. A little paper crane. I love it. Crafting paper planes is said to have originated out of ancient China, but it was taken to the next level by the paper folders of Japan.
Oh.
So origami is legitimately what the paper plane day is about.
I like it when people use like dollar bills for origami. That way they use it for like graduation time and they'll have a necklace full of money. Oh. Have you seen that?
No, I've never seen
that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Are you sure that wasn't a strip joint?
I got that for my graduation in like, you know, I graduated from college. Oh. Yeah. My sister's,
it's,
you know,
like
super
a
crafty.
Lay made
yeah,
of
like
money.
It's like a lei made of money. And it's pretty cool. You know, you just fold up.
It's kind of paper chained together, and
yes, or with some sort of string. I don't really know how it's made, okay. But you know, it's just cool to wear. You feel like a baller.
You think that's like an Asian thing?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but that doesn't mean
I'm sure a lot of the stuff that I do is pretty Asian.
That you are, you're like super Asian.
I just don't know if it's an Asian thing
it's
or not.
Superpower being Asian the whole time. Yeah. Yeah, the whole origami thing is. It just seems so complicated. Okay, moving on. Let's just move on to.
I mean, folding airplanes sometimes can get hard too.
Origami.
Origami.
Yeah. Look, if you love the Kardashians, hooray for you. You've got seasons and seasons you can go back and watch. And they are, I hate to admit it, but I'm fascinated. I am not an aficionado of the show. But I see them in the news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I do think occasionally, well, I'm not doing anything. Maybe I'll just go and watch the Kardashians. That's the old theme song, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's not the new theme song.
Let me see if I can find the new one.
Because that was Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which ran on E! For 1,000 years or 1,000 seasons. And we found out that they couldn't act, but that they were all hot and, you know, they would wear sponsorship clothing and do sponsorship things and put together their own makeup kits and stuff. And they, you know, just rich people famous for being famous. And now they've got this show on Hulu and it's already the 3rd season. And there just were a couple of interesting things out of this. I believe the season, premiere was last night or the night before. So Kim Kardashian, she's going off kind of on Kanye. She's afraid that his BS is going to hurt their children more than at my sex tape, even.
Oh, right. Coming out of her lips. That's bold.
Mm-hmm. But then
I didn't even think
like
of the sex tape, but yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. That's out there. I've seen it.
Oh yeah. I've seen it too. How many times have you seen it? Do you go back to it, or I've only seen it. I saw like some pieces of it one time, and it really was more about her face. And
yeah, it's not hot. In my opinion, it's not hot. Yeah. It's not what I want to see. So no, I haven't watched it a bunch of times, if that's what you mean. It's not reusable.
It's not as inspirational.
It's kind of like that Auto Blow 1000 or whatever.
No, that thing could have been used a bunch of times.
Not by you, though. That was also
no,
not
I messed
reusable.
Up. I just should have, you know, figure it out. You found something that's fun. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you'd wash it with shame.
Yeah. That's the thing about, like, anything pornographic or anything used for that is, like, it's so hot until it's over, and then it is not hot. You're embarrassed by it.
Ew.
It's like, ew, who would be into this? This is so gross.
Anyway, so, I don't really keep my eyes on her porn. I'd forgotten all about it. Like, you just said it, and I'm honestly going, oh, yeah, that's some nerve of her for talking about his antics. But his antics are next level.
Well, here's some of the stuff she had to say, and it is, I actually kind of agree with her. So, mm-hmm. Let's see if you do. Season 3.
Here's a new theme.
Oh. This is the new theme?
Well, it's the intro.
Oh.
To their, you know, start of their show, I guess.
I like
should go back to the whistle. Yeah, that was better.
Season 3 of The Kardashians hit Hulu yesterday. It featured Kim unloading on Kanye West. She talks about having anxiety attacks and being on the verge of tears because of the stuff that Kanye says publicly. So he has been cruel. He's showed a bunch of her texts. She says he's sharing all her texts with the whole world. She will be sending him stuff about the kids or asking him not to do something, and then he puts that up. She says, even how he so looks down on me for my sex tape, brings it up all over town, all over the media, like, thanks for reminding people once again, all of his shenanigans are going to be far more damaging to the kids one day than my tape ever will be. And I have to sit here and not say anything ever because I know one day my kids will appreciate that. I get it. I'm saying it right now on my show and everything. But I have to sit here with my mouth shut most of the time. I know,
you know that's
the best thing for them.
It's not a double standard. I don't know. But he's someone who admitted to have watched that video a million times.
Yeah.
And yet now he shames her for it. Like,
yeah.
That is some stuff right
and
there.
And he married her after watching
it a million times. And he pursued her.
I
don't, look, at first we were all kind of going, Kanye's star is so much more legit and above anything she's anywhere near. But he's fallen far since then. And I remember when you, like, I watched a couple episodes just to know what you were talking about and have some idea. And one of the episodes I saw, I want to say it was like they were at a show or some kind of thing. And Kanye was lurking around there. And I think she was married at the time.
Yep.
And he was lurking around like, that's Kanye West over there in the just off camera walking through the shot. Like, what? So he pursued her hard.
Yeah, he was definitely a creeper, and he was like obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. But now we know him. I feel like I didn't know Kanye at all. Like, I knew that he was a famous star, a musician who people loved his stuff.
Very talented.
Yeah, talented. I knew a couple of his songs just because they were everywhere, and he went into their world, and was revealed. And I feel like it was the worst possible. It was actually, I wouldn't say it hurt their brand at all. Like, you know, that was sort of a legit get to have Kanye, you know, that was huge. But for him, we got to see him. And I think that we hadn't really seen, you know, that at all. He was just out in public, and there were a bunch of incidents, one after the other, and then they were getting talked about on the show, and it was like perpetuating itself. I feel like they were his downfall, or his downfall was coming, and it was all just revealed on
that
show.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who say he was fine until his mom passed away. There's all kinds of stuff, but, you know, mental illness is not something that...
So tragic.
Very few of us have any idea about. There are, you know.
Well, even
sure
if you have
an
idea about it, every round of it is different. It's not like everyone gets mental illness the same way. Like, who knows what the person next to you is experiencing, whether it's depression or psychosis.
Mm-hmm. You might not be a fan of his, but I would say the first four albums, let me put it this way, you might not be a fan of rap, but his first four albums are all time great.
Mm-hmm.
Like all time great. Up there with all the other rap albums that would be considered, you know, top, 100?
Yeah, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't know the rankings, but he definitely has some songs I like and know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster. Yeah, that's his song.
No.
I saw him at the Sound Factory when he first came out, like, before he was super big, and he was always very confident. He was always like above everybody, super confident in his own skill, freestyling like just on and on. Like it wasn't a verse. It was like just seven minutes of
going. Just going and going.
And he was incredible.
Did either of you guys watch the Kanye documentary, the one that they had made from,
I watched about half of that, yeah.
And
it wasn't that great. It was all right. He was.
Those guys followed him around for like over a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't catch me. So okay. Maybe I should go back and see.
Yeah,
if it,
you don't have to throw my account. So.
I do want to know about, you know, the background scenes, but.
But so Kim is saying his antics have given her a lot of
stress. She's bummed out. Right. I mean, that's not, she's even said things like, who on earth would even want to date me? Like, that guy made Skeet's life a nightmare.
Hmm.
But like, he still was hanging in there. Why'd you dump him?
Maybe he dumped her. We don't know.
Oh.
Maybe they just got sick of boning each other. Plus, he was kind of a rebound guy for her, really. Totally. You know?
I agree, but I mean, she's saying, who would want to date me? That guy did. He's tattooing your kids' names on his neck.
Yeah, she's silly to say that nobody would want to date her. She is still Kim Kardashian the whole time, and people are like, yeah, what the hell? I'll take that on.
Lately, it seems like she's trying to be relatable between who wants to date me
and how and hard, how it is hard to life be a mommy. Is. Yeah, no, that's a good point right there.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that kind of came out is that I had kind of forgotten that Khloé had another kid. So she had a baby boy last August of 2022. So the kid's whatever that is now, 9 months old or whatever. She had a little boy and she'd never even revealed his name. I was like, yeah, I kind of forgot about that kid. She's also saying, because she had the baby via surrogate, she's having a really hard time connecting with this baby. That because she didn't carry it, she's feeling like just unconnected. And they talked about, because Kim had two of her four kids. I think she carried two and had two via surrogate. And she was like, yeah, I didn't have any problem connecting with them. But I see what you mean. I mean, it's like your baby grows inside you and it's like, here's your heart beating and touching your organs and stuff. I'm like, really? I actually feel like I'll bet there are people who think I'll just do a surrogate. And then they're not even paying attention to the pregnancy. They're living their lives. And then suddenly they go in and they watch a baby be born and that's your baby. You know, you've got time to really bond with the, like the pre-bond is real. I've been feeling you move for months. I've been.
Yeah. I mean, I think that a woman can, speak to that as a man. Yeah, you don't bond with a baby the second they come out because you're still.
Yep.
But you will. And then you'll be bonded in such a way where you're like jump in front of a moving truck to save that kid. Like it doesn't matter that at some point that click happens where you're like, I'd do anything for that kid. Anything.
Yeah, it's surprising that she's even, at pushing a year old, I'm surprised that she's not getting there. But maybe, who the hell knows? She's good. So they have, this is the second kid that she had with Tristan Thompson. They're exes, they've been on and off.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the first season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they were actually on. The name of the baby. They have a daughter named True, who's like five now, which if you can believe it. I really feel like that happened last year. But that little girl is around five. And the little boy's name is Tatum.
That's cute.
Thompson.
All right.
Or possibly Tatum Kardashian. I'm not positive. Anyway.
You know, it makes me think about, you're saying she's having trouble bonding. But what the surrogate? Like, that's got to be tough, right? Like, carrying a child in you and...
It's just super transactional, so much, like for on both sides. I would assume she just says, "Get this thing out of me," and
you have to want to help someone too, though. Right. I mean, I understand you're getting paid, so that's important, but I can't imagine that you're also not in it. I don't know. Well, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do that to be a surrogate. I would be like, no, that's not. That's a year.
I wonder about. All those donations you made, like knowing that
you don't
other...
wonder about that.
I do. Sure, I do. Like those kids would be in their 30s.
Stop
now.
Wondering about that.
Okay, I'll stop wondering about it. Thank you. My bad. All right, so Tatum is the name of the new Kardashian. Congrats to all of them, and I hope that they work through their problems with the sex tape and the bonding with their kids.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to Alice at 97.3. That's us. That's our station. Listen to it on the Odyssey app. And you'll be getting yourself chances to win, listen to this, a trip for four to see the last two shows of Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour in L.A. August 8th and 9th, SoFi Stadium. It's the biggest prize ever. Round-trip airfare, a four-night hotel stay, a guitar signed by Taylor. And the way to enter is just listen to Alice 97.3 on the Odyssey app. You get the Odyssey app. It is free. Log into your account. Search for Alice at 97.3 and click play. That's it.
So easy.
Oh, every hour you listen gets you another entry, up to 8 entries per day.
The Radio Alice Report.
I just want to point out real quick, if I could, that you know, the writers are on strike right now in Hollywood, and they're important. And writing is important. And for example, I'm about to tell you about our podcast. And if this hadn't been written for me, I'd say, listen to our podcast. We have one of those too. And then I'd just go on.
Yeah.
Now listen to what's been written for you. Brought to you by The Secret Show. Join us as we push the boundaries of radio and delve into topics too hot for the airwaves. From steamy confessions to hilarious mishaps, nothing is off limits in this unfiltered and uncensored show. Listen to The Secret Show from 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app. Or wait until later today when all this week's episodes drop as podcasts.
Amazing.
Wow.
Good
Come
writing,
on,
ladies and gentlemen.
Good read.
What are you going to do?
Listen, it's a team effort. You know, it's got to be well written, but it's got to be well delivered.
Incredible.
I mean, or I could go, hey, we got a podcast. Check it out. Here's what's happening. I mean, really, what's better? Like, good writing, everyone.
Give me some writing every time. Yep.
All right. So it is Memorial Day weekend ahead of us. That means it's like many people would consider this, despite it not actually being summer yet, this is the official kickoff. There's tons of sales, and we'll get to that later. That's a big part of what people like about Memorial Day weekend. Right now, though, we've got a cloudy start, as we've seen. We should see some sunshine later today.
That'd be great. It's actually raining here right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Boston stayed alive last night, Sarah.
Oh, they are still in this thing. Are they?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. In fact, here's one of the stats that they said early. So we're talking about the NBA Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. One of the stats that they said on TV is when a team gets the record for teams that are down 3-0 in this series, they are 0-150 in terms of winning the series. Like, there's no one's done it. Oh. No one comes back from three down to win, to go on to the NBA finals. So the stat is
profound.
Yeah, like, that's what? Okay,
why,
so should,
why
should
this
we watch?
Time?
In right. fact, I could hear the people, you know, who work at the channel going, stop saying that. We want people to watch. right? I mean, it's one of those where you go, all right, let me know when the final starts. Right. Anyway, Boston has now won two games. They're back in the series. The series is still 3-2, and the next game is in Miami. It's Saturday at 5:30. All right. Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics. I'd love to see them even it up.
Even it up. Even
and have
it
a chance
up,
at this
even
thing.
Even it up. Yeah, that's a heart song. Even it up.
Oh, you got it.
No one wants to hear that.
I saw him looking. I'm like, oh, he's trying to find that song.
I'm like, is that a song?
Even it up by heart. Come on. There you go. Come on, Celtics. Let's get this thing evened up. And then
Saturday
it's
night at 5:30.
All right.
I'm going to miss that one.
All right.
Well, you're going to be at The Cure.
Yeah.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too.
I will be reliving my high school years.
Oh,
I'll put
chills.
On eyeliner and all black clothes.
All right.
And I'll be in the audience with the rest of you.
So good. Dancing away with your 80s
loving
moves.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Okay, so our first story is Elizabeth Holmes. So she is headed to jail. This is the
is
Theranos.
She, though?
Well, right now she's set to surrender on May 30th.
Okay.
That today is the 26th. So that means on Tuesday of next week, she turns herself in and starts her 11-year prison sentence for fraud, for robbing people. So if you haven't heard that story, you should watch the documentary on it. I forget what it's called, but it's Bad Blood.
Silicon
like
Valley,
that.
Out for Blood.
Out for Blood. It's excellent.
The Inventor.
Yeah, there's another one too, right?
Inventor.
There's a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, her new prison worry, and they kind of, I love the way they word this story. So they go, as Elizabeth Holmes prepares to, this is from the Merck News.
Okay.
Prepares to surrender to a federal prison Tuesday, she should be devastated about saying goodbye to her two small children and filled with anxiety about spending the next 11 years incarcerated.
Yeah, she should be.
An experience Martha Stewart once described as horrifying.
Oh, really? Because she was at like Camp Cupcake or something.
Yeah.
Well, you're still not home.
You're not.
You're still not doing what you want.
She
ever
did find some friends there, though. So behind bars.
I don't know this Jen Shah, but apparently she's another celebrity who has gone to federal prison.
Oh.
And she's now out there warning Elizabeth Holmes, giving her something else to worry about. Apparently, this Shaw lady, she was a star of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Never heard of her.
Anybody?
What did she do that
Jen
got her
Shah.
Thrown in?
They don't say what she did to end up in jail. So
probably fraud or embezzlement, though. Like, you know, these people with all their supposed money, they hook up with rich people and bilk them out of money. That's basically exactly what Elizabeth Holmes did.
Right.
I'm going to find a way to trick you into giving me money.
This Jen Shah lady is currently doing time, and photos of her in jail have surfaced.
Have they?
And so they were on Page Six, and they've been on TMZ. And she's warning Elizabeth Holmes that whether it is people that work in the prison or contraband phones that other inmates have, those photos of her will get out, and they will be something that she'll have to hope is not a picture of her in the shower or on the toilet or there. That's the lady.
Oh.
I don't recognize her, and I've never heard her name.
Me either. Oh,
I have no.
Sometimes she looks Asian, I think, in some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her.
She's demanded
City,
an investigation into how photos of her behind bars made it to the outside world.
Right.
And while I get that you have very little rights when you're in jail. Like, you have human rights.
Mm, sure.
You know.
Well, even those, though, are so questionable. And look, these Camp Cupcake places, for the white-collar criminals, they do seem like no one's getting... I just can't even say what I think happens to women in the down and dirty jails. Bad things happen. And I mean, she's got a full face of makeup on, a pair of unbroken glasses, and she's out for a walk, and there seems to be a bush nearby. Like, those seem positively luxurious compared to, you know, these, what I think prison is.
I'm trying to see if I can find, it looks like she pleaded guilty in 22.
Oh, you got it.
To defrauding thousands of people in a telemarketing scheme.
Oh.
And got 5.5 years in jail for it.
So she's saying the worst thing that's happened to her in jail is pictures of her in jail have been released. So yep. This seems pretty cush, you guys. I think Elizabeth is going to be fine. She does not need to. In fact, that chick loves the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I don't. No, hold on.
I don't want to go anywhere where they're not constantly taking my picture. Try to get me from the left. That is my best side. And if I could get green drink brought to prison, that'd be fantastic. Okay. Goodbye, children I don't know. Goodbye for 11
She's
years.
She's checking in on Tuesday. So it's a long weekend, or it would have been Monday. Yep. So she's checking in on Tuesday.
Oh, she gets Elizabeth to have barbecues. Holmes. What fun.
Headed to jail, everybody.
Bye.
Bye is right. You know, I had this one set for a little later, but since you were just doing your one of your stellar accents, I thought I'll jump ahead.
What have you got for me?
British accents are hot right now. Oh, it's all the rage.
Cheers.
Before I get to that,
yeah,
let me ask you a question.
All right.
If someone asked you, let's say Pixar calls,
yeah,
and they say, Sarah, you were a huge hit for us in the movie Cars.
Oh, God, I was big, yeah.
Corey Turbowitz is a character that lives on.
For sure.
Yeah, it is.
Not sure why she wasn't in the sequential.
Part two and three, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't understand. But I guess, you know, it was kind of a standalone, that first one. So.
But let's just say they say to you, what we want from you, though, is that English accent. Can you do it fully committed? For the like, as a character starring in an entire movie, could you pull that off?
I don't believe I could. I
what?
Think that no.
What?
Honestly, it's accents are just something I do for fun. If I had an accent coach, maybe I could. But why wouldn't they just get someone with an English accent? Why wouldn't they just find someone with an English accent? I don't even know what kind of English accent
because
I do.
Because that's not like, the question. The question is, Cockney, could you fully commit to doing a British accent and pull it off?
I doubt it, but I would I would definitely try it because I'll tell you something. Those quarterly checks for $16, I do feel like Owen Wilson's quarterly checks are probably a lot bigger than that. I didn't realize this quarterly check thing was happening for a movie that was made 20 years ago. I didn't know that.
1 in 5 Americans think their fake British accent is good enough to fool an actual Brit.
Oh, no, it isn't.
What?
I've had Brits just look at me like, please stop. Please stop. Do not stop doing that. That's you're not funny. It's not working. Stop it.
So if you went to England and the bit was you got to do an English accent for 1 week,
yeah.
Could you stay in character and do that or no?
Does it pay well? I could try. I mean... But I don't know that I'd fool anyone. I'm telling you.
Think you'd pull it.
It's like people doing Boston accents. Like someone like, oh, my God, you do such a good. And I listen to it and go, no.
Oh.
You know, I know what that accent sounds like. I can tell when someone's putting it on. Even like
How'd you get rid of yours?
I just concentrated on not doing it. When I go home or when I'm drinking, it comes right back. It's there. It's there.
Oh, wow. All right.
Drink
well, anyway.
Some beers, it's back.
That's the people think they've got such a good English accent, they could fool the Brits. But I think you're right. If you're from there,
so.
It's likely you're like, no, nice try.
Yeah. There's a guy who does, it's a, Brittany showed it to me, I think. It's a YouTube or a TikTok or something. And this guy is an Englishman. And he shows you 50 different English accents. And they are remarkably, noticeably different. Like,
that's what I was thinking, Sarah. Like, you can pull it off because there's just so many different accents out there that they wouldn't...
They would know. Because they say a lot of Brits know, because it's not a huge island. It's, you know, I don't know. What is it? Is it the size of California? I don't even know how big it is. I don't.
Did I tell you I went to a comedy show in London?
Yes. And no, you didn't tell me this.
The first set was like, it was good. And then the second set, I couldn't understand a word of what they were saying because they were like from the north part of whatever. And everybody's laughing. And I'm like understanding about 40% of what they're saying.
Oh.
That's how like drastic their accents can be different. So, you know, I just figured maybe.
So I could make up my own and be like, I'm from a place you've never heard of.
Yeah,
exactly. An Australian?
Well, it's Australian.
Sorry, we made up Australia, lady. What are you talking about?
A little shrimp on the bobby.
Really? You're buying that that's even Australian?
Australian. Nah, foodly-do. No.
Foodly-do.
All right. Well, anyway. I'll get to the Memorial Day sales next. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah, contact Susan Wilder Accent Coach. The price you pay her would be worth the Pixar film money. Come on, picture. Yeah,
from
Pixar,
Susan.
Great
hey,
idea,
Susan.
Vin.
As soon as Pixar comes up with, you know, a wonderful role for me, I'm sure they're really working on that. They just haven't come up with one yet. Then I'll contract Susan Wilder Accent
I'm
Coach.
I'm going to guess that. That text was sent by Susan Wilder.
Right? Yeah, right.
Is there like a market for accent coaches or are there like three of them? Like how many people can support themselves being an accent coach?
I don't know. Huh. Check LinkedIn. I bet there's a whole section for people looking to teach you how to use an accent.
Is there good money in that? I mean, I could pretend to be an accent coach.
You could.
You just do it like this.
Oh, there are websites just dedicated to this.
Oh. Now just,
I think part of that is like learning a language. You know, like if you're learning English, you might get the vocabulary down, but then having a conversation, you want to get certain inflections down, and so you get somebody to help you with that accent.
Good call.
Is the secret to, did I missay something in my dramatic reading? Is the secret show uncentered or uncensored?
Yeah, no. It's uncensored. It's both. It's actually uncensored and uncensored.
It's all over the place.
Did I say uncensored?
I played the fifth.
What do you mean you played the fifth? Did I or didn't I?
I already dumped it, so it's not even a big
deal. Don't worry about it. No one will ever know.
You know what? Dump the whole break.
You did or didn't. Dump the whole break. It's fine.
I don't even remember seeing that part. Unfiltered and uncensored show. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
We
what's
don't know.
Coming up in the trash?
Nobody
fine.
You did say it, and it's totally fine. I can't believe somebody called you out.
I know, right?
I mean, with the dramatic read you did
thanks,
on that,
texter.
Too. Yeah, thanks a lot, texter.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.